Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. At this time, I want to emphasize, in kind of a point-by-point format, some things to keep in mind when we talk about divorce and remarriage, as we have been doing all this week. Yesterday, we completed our exposition of Matthew 19, verses 1 through 11. With that complete, I want to emphasize the following, and then I want to share with you some book recommendations. First, I want to say that in all marriages, repentance for sin must always be sought. When we sin against our spouse, we need to recognize our wrongdoing, acknowledge our personal responsibility, and then take that sin before the Lord Jesus and ask His forgiveness. Furthermore, ask God the Holy Spirit to give you the courage to sit down with your wife or husband and tell them sincerely, "I am sorry for what I have done." Ask him or her to forgive you and to help you make changes to how you act in the marriage. Do not wait for your spouse to ask for forgiveness for the wrong they have done. You act first. We all mess up in marriage. We all say things and do things we regret and feel badly about. We sin boldly, but are we willing to admit it and to do something to change our behavior? Repentance for sin in marriage should be sought, and genuine forgiveness should be given, and reconciliation, whatever our differences, must always be vigorously attempted. Sometimes a marriage will still end in divorce, but has each spouse done their utmost to reconcile? Usually not, but I hope that we will. Second, if a Christian truly repents of the sin of divorce on unbiblical grounds, will God forgive that sin? Yes, God will forgive the Christian who trusts in Jesus for the forgiveness of this and every sin. You can be sure that through Christ alone, all sins are forgiven by God. But the true sign of repentance will be the desire to reconcile with his or her first, his or her former, spouse. Let's say Christians Jack and Jill are divorced and remain unmarried. Both do not get remarried, and there is repentance for the sin of divorce. Well then, the greatest expression of that repentance is for Jack and Jill to remarry one another. This will be a delight to God. But of course, if by the time of repentance, Jack has married someone else, then he should remain married to his second wife. And or, if Jill has married someone else, then she should remain married to her second husband. Appropriately, Jack and Jill can still confess their sins to one another and forgive one another. As we have learned, when a person gets divorced on unbiblical grounds, so beyond the three exceptions we have talked about, and he or she remarries, they have committed the sin of adultery. But when that sin is confessed to God, there is forgiveness. Yes, even though there are always the consequences of such sin in this life. For example, how this has impacted children. Third, a common question I've had is this. Should I marry this person who is divorced? The answer generally is no. If you marry someone who is divorced, you run the risk of adultery. This is Jesus in Mark chapter 10, verses 11 and 12. Listen to what Jesus says. Whoever divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she herself divorces her husband and marries another man, she is committing adultery. That was Mark 10, 11 and 12. Unless the divorcee you are considering to marry was clearly divorced on biblical grounds, you have a red light on getting engaged and married to him or her. You need to stop and seriously consider what Jesus says. I wanted to get these insights on your radar, and now let me recommend some books. Yesterday, I recommended to you Broken Vows, Divorce and the Goodness of God by John Greco. John is divorced, and his short book, A Speedy Read, is a great resource for anyone who is divorced for any reason. It is also good for those of us who are not divorced. It teaches us how to have compassion and love for our divorced family and friends or acquaintances, and how to support and encourage them. Grounded in scripture and in honest personal experience, John is a gifted writer. I read the book in just a few hours, and I recommend it to you. The title is Broken Vows, Divorce and the Goodness of God, and the author is John Greco, G-R-E-C-O. And then, if you have questions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage, just about any question you can imagine, and you want to know how the Bible answers your question, get Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, Critical Questions and Answers by Jim Neuheiser. I learned a lot from Dr. Neuheiser's concise and, again, easy-to-read Q&A approach to what God says about this topic. The book is laid out just like that. He poses a question and then answers it, soaked in Scripture in just a few pages per chapter. He also does a good job pointing out various differing interpretations of the Bible on certain questions. Let's see, I have it here. Yes, and I'm looking at the table of contents. In part one, he opens the scripture and writes about what marriage is, entering into marriage, having a successful marriage, and challenges in marriage. Anyone benefits from this? If you are thinking about marriage, if you are engaged, if you're doing premarital counseling, and if you are struggling in your marriage, such as how to resolve conflicts or how to improve your communication, practical issues like that are covered. And then in part two, he addresses divorce and remarriage head on. He's got 20 concise and readable chapters that cover some of what we have talked about and much more. I do not agree with him on every single point that he makes, but that's okay. Dr. Neuheiser serves as the director of the Institute for Biblical Counseling and Discipleship and the director of the Christian Counseling Program at Reformed Theological Seminary, which I believe is down there in Charlotte. He's competent and a good writer. I recommend his book to you. Remember, I want to give away a few copies of each book, so if you would like Broken Vows by John Greco or Marriage, Divorce, and Remarriage, Critical Questions and Answers by Jim Neuheiser, just write to me and ask for one of them. The email is mark@godisministry.org, and the mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Winchester is spelled W-I-N-C-H-E-S-T-E-R. God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. Alternatively, buy these on your own and read them. It will do you good, and or share them with someone who needs to read such a book. By the way, I do not know either author, and I get nothing out of you ordering their books. These are simply my recommendations. Of course, I am aware that tomorrow is Christmas Day, so I hope that if you're free, you will join me tomorrow for a special Christmas Day edition of God Is. I will be here, and I hope you will as well. And then next week, that week between Christmas and New Year's, we will return here to the book of Genesis, chapter 2. We have just one last question regarding marriage, and that is, what about abuse in marriage? What is a spouse to do if he or she is being abused by their husband or wife? I promised you I will say something about this, and I will fulfill my promise next week on God Is. Now, you might think, this doesn't sound too cheery. Hey, Mark, it's Christmas. We're singing Joy to the World, and you are talking about divorce and remarriage, and soon, abusive marriages. Why can't you talk about something positive, especially in this Christmas season? Well, if you feel this way, I get your point. But I'm teaching my way systematically through Genesis 2, and this is where we are, verse 24, which is about marriage. Also, frankly, difficulty in marriage is a very practical subject for this time of year, because, especially with COVID, keeping us all at home, cooped up together, many men, husbands, and women, wives, who listen to this radio broadcast and internet podcast are struggling in their marriages. Or, this season of the year brings back bad, hard, sad, or frustrating, aggravating, angry memories in marriage. My prayer is this content now will meet listeners' needs. I can only pray about that and see what the Holy Spirit does with the Word of God as it goes out all across the United States and around the world. I hope you will pray with me about this. If you are eager for me to move on, stick with us. We will be moving on to verse 25 of Genesis 2 very soon, as we complete this series in this extraordinary chapter of the Bible on God and man and woman. If, for whatever reason, you will not be here tomorrow, I hope you enjoy a blessed Christmas. Remember, you can always get the free podcast from godisministry.org and catch us there. godisministry.org. As we now spend these last few hours before Christmas Day, let me pray for us. Father, God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, born of woman, to grow up, to live, to teach us, to die, and then to be resurrected from the dead, alive forevermore. Jesus is alive. You did this so that we who are sinners can be set free from our sin. It is only through Christ that you forgive us. Those of us who are married have sinned in our marriages. O Lord, please forgive us. May we truly repent before our spouses and you, especially this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Join us on Christmas, for God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.